to Kalamazoo. It's a beautiful day for a home run, but even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Nine minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Seven minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Five minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Mm-hmm.
4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. All but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove. That does it. I give them all my money. Ain't nobody selling nothing. You broke the stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball.
Wait a minute. I think I left my conscience on your front doorstep. Oh, wait a minute. I think I left my consciousness in the sixth dimension. But I'm here right now, just sitting in a cloud. Oh, wow, I'm here right now.
One minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky-tonking, honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that Texas two-step and that old cotton eye joe.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Chris Jarrett.
The Frisco Rough Riders look to continue their series in San Antonio as they take on the Missions tonight with a 7:05 first pitch. I'm Chris Jarrett. That's Zach Bigley. Rough Riders baseball right around the corner on the Riders Baseball Network. Cody Bradford getting the start tonight for Frisco as pitching has been red hot for the Rough Riders. They're posting their first back-to-back shutout outings in last night's game and Sunday night's game for the first time since they did it in April in 2019 when they did it against the Arkansas Travelers. And the Rough Riders holding opponents to just 3 runs in their last 4 ball games. A team that is red hot on the mound. And then also the offense has to be red hot when you win 11-0 and 12-0 in the last two ball games, and that's exactly what this Rough Riders team is doing. All on no home runs, too, a team that can hit the ball really well and a team that has hit their fair share of home runs this season. The Rough Riders not doing it with the long ball to cap the series at Riders Field and to begin the series against San Antonio. Basically both ends of the ball game working and pitching and offense, and hoping to continue that win streak here in San Antonio.
What a crazy stretch of pitching this has been. It's been absolutely crazy. I mean, at the end of the day, of course, you want to win ball games, but winning ball games the way the Rough Riders have over the last couple has been just absolutely nuts. Frisco outscoring their opponents 23-0 over their last two games, and they've, as you mentioned, great pitching with the three shutouts over the last four games, but they have a chance to make franchise history tonight. A chance to, with two scoreless innings, have the longest scoreless inning streak in franchise history. It's at 23 innings right now, and this has been a whole lot of fun to be a part of.
We talked with the acting manager for Frisco, Chad Comer, with Jared Getter in an absence. It's Chad Comer, the Rough Riders manager, and he was our pregame guest. Got his insights about what's been working well for the team, as well as his first game standing in as the Rough Riders manager as of late. Chad Comer will join us next on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. 7:05 start time between Frisco and San Antonio as the Rough Riders look to keep things rolling. Take a first break on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, it's Victor Rojas. Hey, join us at Riders Field on July 13th for another installment of Texas Baseball Legends. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to welcome three-time All-Star and six-time Gold Glove Award winner Jim Sundberg to Riders Field as a legendary catcher will be on hand for a meet and greet.
Two runs will score, three runs score. It's a triple for Sundberg.
Get your tickets now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride. Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The party that's in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jared with you before 7:05 first pitch time in San Antonio. We've got the opportunity to be joined now by the coach and the current acting manager with the Frisco Rough Riders, Chad Comer. Chad, your first game yesterday under your belt. How do you think it went?
The fellas played well, offensively applied pressure all night, and then on the mound, you know, did a good job of getting the outs when we needed the outs and throwing a shutout, so that was fun to be a part of.
You mentioned the run support. That certainly helps.
Yeah, no doubt, especially when you can score that many runs and then you can keep them from scoring anything. It usually turns out to be a pretty good game.
Just recapping with you, you mentioned earlier this year that your goal as an individual, you want to be at that managerial level. So what did it feel like to be able to wear the belt and be able to be in the helm last night?
It was fun. You know, obviously a little bit more going on than in my other role, just as far as the overall game that goes, but I've had a chance to be next to Jared all season long and get to learn from him and see how he goes about it, so it's been an invaluable opportunity for me, so I think helped prepare me for that first game. But still, just like anything, things come up that, you know, you weren't quite ready for or that might sneak up on you a little bit, and so I think just the overall game experience, it was good.
Chatting with Chad Comer on the Riders Baseball Network. About a mid-season check-in with you. What have been some of your impressions on the Texas League and the town of Frisco so far?
You know, Frisco, it's a great town, beautiful, great ballpark, great fans. And so far, you know, we're really lucky to be where we're at. And the Texas League in general, it's been a good league. Obviously, you see both divisions, just kind of how they finish really close in that first half. So I think it'll make good for a fun second half.
Just from your perspective, where do you think you've seen the team grow and improve on in the season since the start of the year?
You know, overall, I think it's like any team. You really start to see that chemistry continue to build and just the team kind of come together as a whole and as a group and not really one area per se or the other. It's, you know, just the overall team, I think, is starting to come together. Everybody's learning about each other and kind of figuring out how everybody clicks and rolls together.
Chad, I think one of the impressive things, too, about the recent, on top of the shutouts, but the offense has showed up in those games, too, as well. But not a lot of homers. It's just been basically a lot of base hits and doubles. What does that tell you with the offense that you can keep the ball in the ballpark in those games as well?
Yeah, you know, I think on the flip side, you know, not a lot of homers, but we've hit a lot of balls hard. You know, maybe the wind at times hasn't played in our favor in kind of the parks we've been in as of late. And just how it has played overall, we've still swung the bats well. Like I said, a bunch of hard contact. I think last night we had 13 or 14 hard hits. So I think overall it's fun to see the fact that even when they don't go out of the park, we're still banging it around a little bit. So the challenge is to keep coming out day in and day out and keep doing that. So we'll see what happens.
Speaking on top of that vein, this is a ballpark where the ball doesn't really fly super well to your advantage, or maybe defensively it does to your advantage. How do you play that defensively, and how do you go about a ballpark like this where the wind sometimes comes in?
Yeah, you know, I think especially on the mound, it's go get strike one, attack the hitters, and let the outfielders go out there and run some balls down. We had a really nice play last night by Josh Stowers in center field, like ball that was absolutely punished in the right center gap, and he went out and took a great angle on it, made a great read, full running catch in the gap, like not an easy play to make that he made look very, very easy. So I think just continuing, like I said, to attack these hitters and then let the outfielders go do what they do.
You had a left-hander in Avery Weems go last night. Now you got a left-hander in Cody Bradford go tonight. Similar in some regards, but also two different pitchers. How do you think that gives you an advantage with two lefty starters to begin the week?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, like, Weems has been throwing the ball really well. You look at his last three, four outings, like, it's been really exciting to watch, really pitching while still, you know, the stuff. I think last night wasn't a testament to that. Just coming out and attacking hitters from pitch one, setting the tone for us was huge. And, you know, Bradford will go out and do the same thing. Like you say, a little bit different repertoire on the mound, but still same type of stuff that can go out and attack guys and go get strike one, strike two, and go work from there.
Eighth consecutive game tonight. Have you seen fatigue, and what are you looking forward to with tomorrow for the off day?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is coming in, and tomorrow's the off day. Today's not the off day, so I think it's the biggest thing. We talked about it post-game last night, was like, tomorrow is the off day. Today's not the off day. Approach it like just any normal day. It's been eight in a row. Kind of reminds you of the old minor league schedule that we used to have. So I think with that, it's just continuing to focus. Like, today's today, tomorrow's the off day, and, like, let's focus and be where our feet are.
Chad Comer, appreciate your time. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark, and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Yeah. So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
About 10 minutes until first pitch between San Antonio and Frisco at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. We're not in San Antonio, or at least a downtown area, just outside of it. The Rough Riders admissions will be started at 7:05 tonight. One of just two games across the minor leagues in action tonight. OKC and Las Vegas at the AAA level will be taking action tonight. And it's just Frisco and San Antonio the rest of the entire minor league. So getting a good chance for the Rough Riders to get on the field and deal with a longer schedule, as you heard Chad Comer recently say, reminds you of a little bit of a throwback of how the games used to be played. This is consecutive game number 8 tonight for Frisco at the 7:05 start time. So not really an opportunity to take a look around the Texas League. So let's take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup. First for the Rough Riders, they send the left-hander Cody Bradford to the mound, the 24-year-old from Aledo, Texas, taken by Texas out of Baylor in the sixth round in 2019. It'll be the 15th start tonight for Bradford. That's a team high. The first time he faced San Antonio, that came back on April 15th earlier this season. Bradford threw 5 innings against the Missions, gave up 2 runs on 3 hits down the stretch later, where he was rock solid in his first start. 5 strikeouts, gave up 3 walks towards the end of those 5 innings, and it was a really strong start for Bradford against the Missions the first time around. The second time and the last time came on May 25th at Riders Field, and it was 4 innings, 1 earned walks for Bradford. So looking for the time that he went against San Antonio on April 15th, he got the win. Looking for his second win against the Missions. Well, the Rough Riders have had success at the Wolf, 7-0 this season after Frisco swept San Antonio back in mid-April. They got their 7th win of the season last night and have not lost in San Antonio against the Missions so far this year. San Antonio at home, they've got the blue jerseys on tonight with the white home pants, the blue cap with what looks like the khaki bill, and the Rough Riders in the reds with the road grays and the red Rough Riders, the double R cap on the road. Chad Comer, we chatted with him earlier today on the pregame show. He's at home plate right now with our umpiring crew of Sean Sparling behind the dish tonight. Casey James, who was the plate umpire in last night's game, he's up at third, and the crew chief, Jake Bruner, over at first base. Bradford and Brandon Comer, his mound opponent tonight, the right-hander for San Antonio from Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Comer was taken by the Padres in the 13th round in 2019 out of Madison College in Madison, Wisconsin. Comer cracked the AA level last year in what was his second pro summer. He got banged up a bit, so started the 2022 year with High A Fort Wayne, and then recently called up back to the Missions on June 17th, his first appearance. Comer made his first start with San Antonio the last time out. He threw a career-high 6 innings, but got the loss. Gave up 2 earned runs on 8 hits, no Ks, no walks. National anthem time in San Antonio. We'll take our final break on the Rough Riders pregame show. Zach Bigley joins us in game 2 of our 6-game series between San Antonio and Frisco next.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Bakersfield on July 13th for another installment of Texas Baseball Legends. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to welcome 3-time All-Star and 6-time Gold Glove Award winner Jim Sundberg to Riders Field, as a legendary catcher will be on hand for a meet and greet.
2 runs will score, 3 runs score. It's a triple for Sundberg.
Get your tickets now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Nation on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at RidersBaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride! And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1. High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
Coming off back-to-back shutout victories, the Rough Riders look to go to 2-0 in this omissions. Hello, everybody. Happy 5th of July. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. The Rough Riders back in San Antonio, where they are 7-0 this season, and they won in convincing fashion last night, 11-0 in the opener. Chris, this has been a very fruitful place for the Rough Riders all season long, and they look to do it again today.
Yeah, a big ballpark where the ball plays pretty well for Frisco here, and it worked out great last night. Now, they capitalized certainly with a 6-run top of the fourth, but the offense feeling good and the pitching side of things really feeling good tonight, Zach.
Brandon Komar is up on the mound for San Antonio. Komar making his third career start against the Rough Riders, both of them coming last year. He faces Kellen Strom, Dustin Harris, Justin Foscue in the top third. Blaine Krim, Sandro Fabian, Josh Stowers in the middle third. And Jax Biggers, Trey Hare, and Matt Watley. Round out the order for the Rough Riders. We're set for baseball in San Antonio, Texas. Kellen Strom in from the right side. Brandon Komar back into his wind, and away we go. First pitch, strike in the inside corner at the knees, and we're underway. It's 0-1, 7:06 with our game's first pitch here in San Antonio. Wind back by the right-hander in the 0-1. Strom takes low and away, and it's one ball and one strike. 98 degrees, our first pitch temperature, with a feels like of 103 with the humidity. Ooh. That's not too fun. 1-1 pitch. Soft roller, third baseline, tough play. Hollis comes up, picks with the bare hand, no play on to first, and Kellen Strom is safe with a leadoff single. Kellen Strom extends his on-base streak to 23 games. Leadoff infield single down the third baseline. That brings Dustin Harris to the plate. All he did was pick up three hits yesterday in the opener. Harris hitting 259, 13 homers, 51 runs batted in on the year. What a strong season for the reigning player of the year in the Rangers organization. Komar from the stretch. He pitches. Break strikes. As mentioned, this is Komar's third career start against the Rough Riders, both of them coming last season. And for him, it was not a good go against Frisco. He delivers. Harris takes outside. Two balls, no strikes. Komar, the 23-year-old, 6 foot, 200 pounds, Elkhorn, Wisconsin native, an 8.44 ERA against the Riders, and is two times out against them. Infield up the middle at double play depth. And the 2-0 pitch on the way to Harris. In the air out to left field, hit fairly well. Ornelas going back. He's shy of the warning track, reaches up, and he can't get it. It's over his head. Strom around second on his way to third. He stops right there. And Harris in behind him at second with a double. Boy, left field is brutal for the fielders trying to battle the sun. And Ornelas immediately, as soon as that ball was hit, put his hand up and tried to block the sun. Didn't see the baseball. And it was over his head. A double for Dustin Harris, his 9th of the season. 2 in scoring position. Nobody out for the Rough Riders in the first inning. And here's Justin Foscue, the second baseman for Frisco. Open stance, righty-righty. Komar ready from the stretch. And he offers in the first pitch. Fastball dots the outer edge. Called strike to Foscue, and it's 0-1. The Riders' second baseman hitting .274 this season. Four homers, 29 runs batted in. 0-1 pitch on the way. Foscue off the end of the bat. Shallow left field. Drops in for a base hit. Strom comes in to score. Harris moves up a station to third. And it's 1-0 Rough Riders. RBI single, Justin Foscue. He plants it in the left right off the end of the bat. And the Rough Riders with three consecutive hits against Komar to start off tonight's ballgame.
Yeah, and it looked like Foscue just saw it the entire way. His pacing was well. Saw it break kind of to the lower outer half of the plate, reached out, just dropped it into left field. Sometimes teams can get exhausted from that, struggle to show up the next day. A good start.
It's three straight days with a lot of offense now, as if you count this one. Rough Riders putting it up. Blaine Krim now from the right side, first pitch. He slaps it foul the opposite way, and it's 0-1 down the right side. Rough Riders outscoring their opponents 23-0 in the last two games. Frisco with back-to-back shutouts on the pitching side of things. It's their first time since April 2019 with back-to-back shutouts. Komar delivers home. Ground ball hard hit to the right side. Second baseman Reyes has got it onto second for one. And the throw to first is in time. Double play. Blaine Krim retired. Harris comes in to score. It's 2-0 Rough Riders, but no RBI for the Riders' first baseman. It goes 4-6-3 in a ball that was scalded off of Krim's bat, so an easy double play ball once Reyes was able to flag it down. And Sandro Fabian hits now with the bases clear. 2-0 Rough Riders. Komar from the full windup, he deals. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Fabian has really turned his season around, and he has had a monster stretch. 1-0. Inside, it's two balls, no strikes. The DH over his last 18 games is hitting .338. He's raised his average to .274. 2-0. Slow chopper, third base side, foul. Two balls, one strike. 10 homers for him as well. One homer here in this ballpark. One of two that the Riders hit the last time they came here. The pitch. Slow chopper out to third. Hollis gives ground. He fields, slings it on to first. Nearly pulls Rodriguez off the bag, but he keeps his foot pasted to the pillow. And the side comes to a close in the first inning. The Rough Riders do put up a pair of runs, though. It comes on three hits. No errors. And no bad for the first inning. Cody Bradford on the mound, and we come back 2-0 Frisco. The Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First offering in there for a strike to Connor Hollis, and we're underway in the bottom half of the first inning. Cody Bradford winds back in the 0-1 and misses up high. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Rough Riders, a 2-0 advantage, scoring two runs in the top of the first. And now it's Cody Bradford, the left-hander, who deals with the right-handed hitting Connor Hollis. The pitch. Upper edge inside corner for a strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Hollis, a 3-0-4 hitter, wind back by the lefty in the pitch. Tapper foul, third base side. And it's still one ball, two strikes. A very tall task for Cody Bradford. Pitching after back-to-back shutouts for the Rough Riders. He offers home. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside corner. Cody Bradford strikes out Connor Hollis, the first man he sees. And Thomas Malone makes his way to the plate.
Number seven, Thomas Malone.
He faces his first left-hander of the outing. Malone, the center fielder, stands in. Bradford fires home. He finds the outside corner, a fastball for a strike, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders with those two runs of offense for Bradford, and now he goes to work. 0-1. Curveball slips high, and it's one ball and one strike on Malone. Bradford coming off a month of June, that was a massive improvement for him. He peels and offers. Check swing. Malone went around, a called strike anyway, and it's one ball and two strikes. A couple tough outings, in his last two in the month. Here's the wind back in the pitch. A swing and a miss. Got him upstairs. Two guys faced. Two guys sat down via strikeouts for Cody Bradford. Two away here in the bottom of the first inning. Domingo Leyva makes his way to the plate. Leyva the shortstop today. Bradford allowed seven runs two outings ago against Arkansas, and then four runs, two earned against Corpus last time out at home. First offering. Bottom of the zone, a called strike. 0-1. looking to turn things around. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Soft tapper up the middle. The shortstop, Jax Biggers, to his left. He fields, throws onto first, and he gets Domingo Leyba. Boy, that's about as easy as a first inning as you could ask for Cody Bradford. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. For score, Rough Riders out in front on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Josh Stowers starts it off for the Rough Riders. And the first pitch is swung on and missed, a pitch off the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. The Rough Riders, a 2-0 advantage. Offering in a check swing. And he goes around. Called strike anyway on a pitch on the outside corner. And it's 0-2 on Stowers. 2-0 Rough Riders as we start things off here in the second. Pitch home. Breaking ball off the outside corner. And it's one ball and two strikes. Rough Riders with two runs in the first inning. RBI single by Justin Foscue. And then Blaine Krim knocked in a run on a double play ball. Komar back into his wind. And he offers in the 1-2. Stowers swings and misses and strikes out. Komar with his first strikeout, and there's one away in the second. Rough Riders with three hits consecutively in that first inning against Komar. Jax Biggers now. Biggers 1-for-5 in yesterday's ball game. Komar's pitch. A bunt out in front of home. Deadens right in front of the plate. Siegel bare hands, throws onto first. And the catcher gets bigger. It's 2 outs. Trey Hare, the third baseman now. Hare hitting .225. 13 homers tied for the club high. 39 runs batted in. Komar winds back and deals. Down low, one ball, no strikes. We talked about the Rough Riders have had a lot of opportunities to score runs over the last few ball games, but not with the long ball, as Chris mentioned. 1-0. Chopper, first base side and foul, and it's one ball and one strike. Rough Riders have scored 23 runs in the last two ball games, no home runs. First minor league baseball and homers. 1-1. Air cuts and misses, and a pitch high and away, and it's 1-2. Big part thanks to this guy when he hit home runs in 5 consecutive games. A new franchise record. Here's the wind back by the right-hander, and he pitches. Breaking ball just low and outside. Thought it was strike 3. Didn't get the call from Sean Sparling, our home plate umpire. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Hare, who's back in from the left side. Pull side shift against him. 2-0 Rough Riders, top two. And the 2-2 pitch on the way from Komar. After a long hold, he winds back and offers. A high fly ball into left center field. Ornelas back a couple steps. He can't find it at all. The warning track, and it hits off the warning track and hops up so over the wall for a ground rule double. Trey Hare with his 13th double of the season, and Ornelas can't find anything out in left field. That's the second ball he's lost. That's ended up as a double for the Rough Riders. Boy, Ornelas went back a couple steps and then threw his hands out to each side saying he couldn't see the baseball, and it ended up landing on the warning track about 25, 30 feet behind him and bounding up over the fence. So Trey Hare doubles, two-out base runner for Matt Watley, the catcher for the Riders. 2-0 Frisco, top two. And the first pitch on the way to Watley. Tapper up over the hill, back up the middle, a backhanded stop. Reyes, the second baseman, throws onto first and gets Watley, and the side comes to a close here in the second. Well, no runs across for the Riders on a hit, no errors, and a runner left stranded. We go to the second inning, to the bottom half. Rough Riders a 2-0 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, it's Victor Rojas. Hey, join us at Riders Field on July 13th for another installment of Texas Baseball Legends. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to welcome three-time All-Star and six-time Gold Glove Award winner Jim Sundberg to Riders Field as a legendary catcher will be on hand for a meet and greet.
Two runs will score, three runs score. It's a triple for Sundberg.
Get your tickets now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpetex and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford takes the hill for the Rough Riders once again in the second inning. Frisco leading 2-0. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Yorman Rodriguez leads it off. Then it's Tirso Ornelas and Jorge Onya. Wind back by Cody Bradford in the first pitch. High and away, one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders with two runs today on the offensive side, both coming in the first inning. Bradford back into his wine, he deals. High and tight, two balls, no strikes. And then Cody Bradford with a super clean and easy first inning. Just 10 pitches. And all of them but two strikes. 2-0. Outside corner for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Riders with four hits offensively already. And a shutout inning for Cody Bradford, and that's significant. The 2-1, a swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. That's now a franchise record tying 24 consecutive scoreless innings for the Rough Riders pitching staff. That is incredible. That dates all the way back to Saturday. 2-2. Soft roller up to the right side. Blaine Krim, the first baseman, fields, can't get it out of his glove. And Rodriguez is safe. It was just past the mound, and Krim cut over from his first base spot. Bradford was racing Rodriguez over towards first base, but Krim bobbled it. And it's an infield single for Yorman Rodriguez.
Not your conventional hit either, Zach. Looked like it was a jam shot. Rodriguez dribbled it the opposite way, and it pulled Krim way away from first. And like you said, not sure even if Krim would have gotten it there in time, it would have been there in time.
Yeah, so it's the first hit for San Antonio, and the first pitch home. It's a breaking ball in the outside corner to Ornelas, and it's 0-1. Bradford working from the stretch now for the first time today after retiring the side in order in the first. Offering home. Flicked foul out of play left side, 0-2. Well, he touched on it a little bit with Cody, and his really strong beat parts were tough, allowing the 9 combined earned runs in the 9 2/3 innings. But he was brilliant before that. 0-2. Off the hands, foul into the netting on the left side, drops down to the San Antonio dugout. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Even with those 2 starts, a 3.65 ERA in the month over his 5 starts, a record of 2-2, and just really strong stuff that we expected to see from Cody Bradford at the beginning of the year. 0-2. Misses up high. The count goes to 1-2. And we did see it at the beginning of the year. First 2 starts were very good for Cody, including this start here in this building against San Antonio when he went 5 innings, allowing just 2 runs. They both were inherited runs that came in to score. 1-2. Just outside. Barely misses. 2-2. He came to score after he left the ballgame. And it was his very next start that was his toughest of the season, allowing 10 runs to Northwest Arkansas. From the stretch, he offers in the 2-2 pinch. Soft roller up the middle. Second baseman Foskew charges, picks, throws into second. And that's the only out they'll get. No throw to first base. Ornelas reaches on the fielder's choice. That goes 4-6. Looked like Foskew was running towards the ball as the runner, Rodriguez, was almost running side by side with him. Over to second base. Foskew was able to make the flip onto Jax Biggers, the shortstop at second for the out. One away in the second. Runner at first for Jorge Onya, former major leaguer. He's in from the right side. Bradford's pitch. Hard grounder up the middle that scoots into center. Base hit for Onya on the first pitch. And Tirso Ornelas is on to second base. So runners at first and second on the second hit of the inning off of Bradford. Ripken Reyes stands in now. Another first pitch swing and another first pitch hit against Cody Bradford. His opponents are now 15-29, hitting over 500 when they put the first pitch of the at-bat in play against Bradford. Alarming numbers. Yolito, Texas native, stands ready from the stretch. And he offers help. Breaking ball, hit on the ground, out to third. Hare picks, only play to first. Slings it on that way. First advance. Ornelas down to third. Onya to second. And Reyes out 5-3. 2 away in the second. And Chandler Siegel, the catcher, makes his way to the plate.
And there's more first pitch action to you.
Yeah, no kidding.
This is the bottom stretch of the order, though, that Bradford can work well against. You know, a hard hit ball from Onya, probably the hardest hit baseball that Bradford's given up so far today. And a couple balls put in play, but a defense that just needs to record one more out and strand the runners aboard.
Siegel, the catcher, in from the right side. First pitch. He swings, tops it down the third baseline. Bradford fields, throws on to first, got him, and there's the inning. The Rough Riders have their franchise record, 25th consecutive scoreless inning, and that one's going to go down in the history books. 2-0 Rough Riders as we go to the top of the third inning. Chris Jarrett on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoy.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford, another shutout inning out of the mound as the Rough Riders look to keep it rolling in San Antonio. 2-0 Frisco, and Brandon Komar, the righty. A couple warm-up pitches. The throwdown is on its way. Kellen Strom coming to the plate for Frisco. Top of the order due up for the Rough Riders. Again, a 2-0 lead here on Tuesday night. Chris Jaron, Zach Bigley with you. The Rough Riders continued their winning streak. Should say extended the winning streak. The last time out. One on Sunday, one last night. Righty-righty to Strom, the first pitch. Down and away. One ball, no strikes. Strom at the top of the card. Good to see him back in the hit column. The on-base streak continued yesterday. 1-0. Tapped foul at the plate. One ball, one strike. No hits, though, and it felt really strange with how many times Strom was aboard. Again, the two walks for him yesterday. Next toss. Hard chopper right side. The second baseman, Reyes, gloves it. Throws to first. They got him. An exceptional play at the four spot to rob Kellen Strom of his second hit tonight.
Boy, off the bat, it looked like that was going to sneak through immediately. But Reyes, a really nice play, right at the tip of his glove, reaching out. And as you mentioned, that's highway robbery.
Now it's Dustin Harris's turn. Righty-lefty matchup from Komar, the first pitch. Dustin shows bunt, pulls it back, but a called strike one. The right-handed hitting Strom was standing in, and it went opposite way towards the four spot. 0-1 pitch. Harris swings and misses through the breaking ball, and it's 0-2. Conventional bouncer. It had some hard hop to it. So Reyes not only was moving to his left away from the shift, but was having to slide into the outfield to make up some ground. He just got to it. 0-2. Harris swings and misses down in the dirt for strike three. Siegel with the tag, and there's the second strikeout of the throw down. Tried to tag him, but Dustin quick had to take the throw down to first to complete the second out of the top of the third. Still 2-0 Frisco, but two up, two down for Brandon Komar and the Missions defensively.
On the chopper there from Strom, this is a pretty hard field in general. I think the choppers have been hard. We've already seen two balls bounce out of the warning track and take a huge high hop over the wall in left center field in this series. So infield playing very hard right now in San Antonio.
Righty-righty matchup on Justin Foscue. The first pitch misses outside, a little low, 1-0. Dustin Harris with the double back in the first inning. Ball that stayed in the park. 1-0. Foscue takes a high strike, and it's 1-1. And then Trey Hare in the second inning with the automatic double out in left field. Both doubles, Tirso Ornelas out in left, was frozen. Couldn't find it. 1-1. Outside. Two balls and a strike. The sun really an enemy to left fielders as it sets over our right shoulder. Two balls and a strike to Foscue. High fly ball out to left field. Ornelas, the man in question, ranging over, but it's the center fielder Malone that cuts him off and makes the catch. Foscue flies out to Malone, the center fielder, and the Rough Riders with their first 1-2-3 inning at the plate. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left aboard. Rough Riders in front Tuesday night. 2-0 our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your tea?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be
in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford back on the mound for the Rough Riders. We're off and running in the bottom half of the third inning. His first pitch cruises in. Edwin Rojas, the second baseman, wears a called strike. Bradford quickly the 0-1. Rojas taking. One ball, one strike. He's the designated hitter, beg your pardon. Ripken Reyes, the DH, or the second baseman, should say. 1-1. High fly ball off the bat of Rojas. Sends it out to Harrison left field. Opens his shoulders and makes a backpedaling catch. Edwin Rojas in just his third AA game. Flies out to left field in his first at-bat tonight. San Antonio with 9-1, 2-2 up in the bottom of the third. 9 retired. Here's the top of the order. Connor Hollis, the third baseman, ready from the right. Bradford motioning home the first dots the zone. No balls and a strike on the third baseman Hollis. That was a strikeout victim tonight in his first at-bat. 0-1. High and outside from Bradford. 1-1. A strikeout victim last night in his first AB as well. Avery Weems, a 9-pitch at-bat with Hollis, who went down swinging. Same way he started the game tonight. Bradford's break even. High and inside on the fastball. And it's now 2-1. Hollis really slumping with how he started the season, a 3-0-2 in the month of June. Next toss, loses the bat towards the Mission's dugout, and it just slipped right out of his batting gloves. Count is now even on the swing and big miss from Hollis on a human night in San Antonio.
Nearly hit Big Mike.
Yeah, can't hit Big Mike.
Bat boy.
Hollis, after the month of, or I should say before the month of June, a 3.96 in May. But he's now 0-for-9 in his last two, and this is third game with a 167 average. Guy was red hot in May and June. Still trying to figure it out in July. 2-2. Chopper third base side, and it works foul. Still an even count on Hollis, who went 0-for-4 yesterday and a walk on his line. Keeping him in the top of the order. Almost a 400 batting average in the second month of the season. Bradford's 2-2 toss. Opposite way. Just catches the top of the net on a late swing. Still an even count. Two punch outs for Bradford in his first inning as he sat down San Antonio 1-2-3. They banged him up a little bit in the second with a pair of hits. 2-2. Down and inside. Hollis takes a pitch. And the count's full. Leadoff base hit from Yorman Rodriguez in the second. Ornelas reached on a fielder's choice. 3-2, back to the net. Still a full count. And then Jorge Oña with a hard hit ground ball up the middle. Ornelas to second. 3-2. High fly ball out to right center field. Stowers on the move. Strom underneath it, though, and the right fielder makes the catch in the sun. A couple flyouts to the outfield for Cody Bradford and the Rough Riders in the bottom of the third. Two gone. Center fielder Thomas Malone is next. Only three pitches in the first at-bat for Bradford. Getting Rojas to fly out to left. 9-pitch at-bat there to Hollis. Bases clear, two gone for Bradford facing Malone, who's 0-for-1 tonight. Lefty-lefty. The pitch. Tapped foul. Pulls it towards the Rough Riders dugout. 0-1. Just two games in action tonight, aside from Frisco and San Antonio. Oklahoma City hosting Las Vegas, the Aviators, 0-1. Swing and a miss down in the dirt. And it's now an 0-2 count on Malone. Malone, unfortunately, in the same boat as Hollis with the slumping month. 0-2. Hard hit ball out to straightaway center. It'll fall in front of Stowers for a base hit. Thomas Malone with his first hit in the month of July. He was 0-16 entering that at-bat. Finally on the board in the hit column this month. Domingo Leyba now. Third hit of the ball game for San Antonio. They had five in last night's game. No runs in the shutout. Back-to-back shutouts for Frisco. Bradford lefty-righty to Leyba, the pitch. Fly ball out to shallow right field. Second baseman Foskew underneath it. Running towards the line. Krim, the first baseman, makes an underhand catch. Had to reach out with the backhand and barely hauled that in on a ball that might have hit the jet stream. And fortunately, just a pop out in the infield for Leyba. No runs on a hit, no errors. And Malone left stranded with the two-out single. And keep the 2-0 Rough Riders on Tuesday night. Back after this to start the fourth inning next.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's do the fourth from the Wolf. Brandon Komar out on the mound facing Blaine Krim, and the first pitch missing outside to the first baseman. 1-0. 2-0 Frisco starting the fourth inning. 4-5-6. 1-0. Krim a hard grounder towards short. Eaten up by Leyba. Settles and throws a lofty toss to first. And Krim retired. Series. Krim now 0-2 tonight. Sandro Fabian next, the designated hitter, coming to the plate from the right side. Taking on the missions for the first time this week. No Fabian in last night's action. Righty-righty matchup, the first pitch. It catches the outer edge. No balls and a strike for Komar. Sat down his last five batters faced. 0-1 pitch. Inside, missing low at the knees. Fabian working a 1-1 count. The DH grounded out up the third baseline. Back to end the first inning. 1-1 pitch. Fly ball, hard hit, whacked out to left field. Ornelas spinning, glove up, it bounces off the wall. Fabian motoring for second, and he'll be in there standing. Sandro Fabian crushing his ninth double of the season. And the Rough Riders in business looking for more runs in the fourth. Sandro Fabian's been playing it well lately, Zach.
He has. He's been swinging it really well. But not only that, Ornelas just has no idea where the ball is every time it's up in the air to left field.
That's a concern. I mean, that's now three doubles you can make a case. That should have been potentially caught. Josh Stower is now with Fabian at second. Righty-righty the pitch. Breaking ball that's missed high. 1-0. I mean, even Dustin Harris's double, it was hard hit. But Ornelas out there in left field lost a good second. I mean, that first jump is everything. 1-0 pitch. Stowers backed away from the right side on a fastball that hums high. It's 2-0.
Not only that, but he turned completely the wrong way. I mean,
on that
just,
one, too.
Yeah, he just doesn't have any idea where it is once it goes up in the air because of the sunshine.
Komar ready. Check second. The 2-0 pitch. Outside. It's 3 balls and no strikes. Third double of the ball game for Frisco. A ball whacked off the bat of Sandro Fabian to left field, and it soared over Ornelas. Strikes to Fabian. Komar kicks and fires home. Down and outside, ball four. First walk we've seen from the right-hander tonight. And Frisco with two aboard and one out. Jax Bigger is the shortstop next. Komar has been solid despite the 2 runs in the first inning and the 4 hits through 3 innings. He entered this frame with 35 pitches, 22 strikes. Righty-lefty on Biggers with the infield ready at double play depth. First pitch, high and outside, ball one. Chandler Siegel says, all right, let's chat about it. So up from behind the plate and jogs out to the mound to have a word with his right-hander Komar. Texas Rangers in action, continuing the series at Camden Yards against the Baltimore Orioles. It was a 4-0 start to the game when Baltimore scored 4 in the bottom of the second. But Texas scoring 3 in the top of the 5th inning. Each team in Baltimore and Texas with 6 hits tonight. Josh Smith, a sac fly. Marcus Simeon with an RBI base hit. Corey Seager with an RBI base hit. Good names to hear about in the highlights. 1-0. Biggers turns one foul. Hot bouncer over towards the Rough Riders dugout, and it's 1-1. Hoping for a Rangers win, especially on the road, with a long home stand upcoming before the All-Star break. 1-1 pitch. Biggers shows bunt, pulls it back, and it finds the zone. 1-2. Doesn't like the call from Sean Sparling behind the dish. Calls for time. Biggers 1-for-5 yesterday with a pair of strikeouts. He had a bunt ground out earlier tonight. Count is 1-2 with 2 aboard. Komar check second. Now comes home. Hard grounder into right field, a base hit. Fabian waved around by Komar. Onya with the field. He'll gun the throw to second, and it's cut off. Sandro Fabian toppling over home plate and now laying flat as a pancake.
Sniper.
Rough Riders adding to their total. It's 3-0 Frisco in the top of the 4th inning on the RBI base hit from Jax Biggers.
Sandro's not going to hear the end of that one.
No. Tripped on the chalk line.
I'll get you.
Stowers advanced to third, and it looked like Onya, when he fielded the ground ball, gave up on Fabian crossing. He saw Stowers for 3 and wanted that play, but cut off by the shortstop Leyba. So Biggers at first on the RBI base hit. Here's Trey Hare. Righty-lefty, the first pitch. Hare pops it behind home plate. Pitch that crept in on him. 0-1. Stowers 90 feet from home at third base. Biggers at first with only 1 gone in the inning. A big at-bat from Jax Biggers working 1-2. 0-1 to Hare. High fly ball on a line to right field. It drops in front of Onya for a base hit. Stowers tagging and coming in from third. He crosses home and scores. 4-0 Riders in the fourth. Frisco got busy in the same top half of the inning in last night's game with 6 runs across. After the ground out from Blaine Krim, the last 4 batters have reached 3 on hits. Matt Watley now standing at the plate. with two aboard and one out. Open stance, the pitch. Down and outside. Blocked by the catcher, Siegel. 1-0. Biggers at second, Hare at first. Each with an RBI base hit to the outfield. 1-0 to the catcher, Watley. Next toss from Komar with Biggers dancing at second. The pitch outside. Back pick attempt to first. And Hare just back to the bag. Yorman Rodriguez, the listed catcher at first base. After San Antonio lost Juan Fernandez yesterday, collided with David Garcia on the first base line with a ball that pulled Fernandez away from first. That was in the top of the fourth inning. 2-0 to Matt Watley. Komar fires. In the air out to right field, and it drops for a base hit. Biggers turning from third. He'll come in to score. Watley motoring for second. The throw to the plate's cut off. RBI double for the catcher, Matt Watley. The fourth hit of the inning. Frisco leads it 5-0 in the top of the fourth. Pete Zamora quickly out of San Antonio's dugout as he wants to chat it over with Brandon Komar, the right-handed starter that is making his second consecutive start. The last time out, it was a 2-1 loss in Midland as Komar threw six innings of two-run baseball. So he got the loss. No help from his offense in a 2-1 loss. A guy normally as a bullpen arm. But Komar coming up and making his second consecutive start after a career-high six innings in Midland. The double from Watley is the second of the inning and the fourth of the ball game. Infield creeps in. Trip to the mound is over. Here's the top of the order for Frisco. Kellen Strom ready. First pitch to him. Ooh, a pitch that just missed the zone. Komar isn't happy about it. Can't help but sympathize with him on a good pitch. Strom with a sharp eye from the right side. He's 1-for-2 in the ball game. Two in scoring position for Kellen Strom. 1-0 pitch. Down and blocked behind the plate by Siegel. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody up for San Antonio down in their bullpen. Meanwhile, for Cody Bradford, he's been solid tonight. The trend of shutout baseball continuing for Frisco. Bradford allowed his third hit in his last half inning, but no runs. Righty-righty to Strom. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Breaking ball that Strom sat back on and was ready for. Couldn't find contact. Two balls and a strike. Komar coming set in the glove. And the pitch. Catches the zone. Strom takes a pitch that was on its way out of the strike zone low and just caught the bottom edge. 2-2. Two runs for Frisco in the opening inning in the top of the first. Three runs here in the fourth. 5-0 Rough Riders. Only one out. 2-2. Another tight take. This time it misses the zone for Strom. Counts full. A walk would load the bases for Dustin Harris, who doubled tonight. Komar coming to set from the right side. A big breath. 3-2 pitch. Down for ball four, and he lost them. Second walk of the inning for Brandon Komar, and the bases are loaded. The last six to the plate for Frisco have reached. Again, the trend continues of an ugly fourth inning defensively for San Antonio. Bases loaded, and a righty-lefty matchup for Dustin Harris. If there's anyone you want, it's this guy. 3-for-5 last night with an RBI, and he scored twice. First pitch to him. Breaking ball up the first baseline. Rodriguez with it. Taps first. Throws to second. And Strom slides in, save. Hare scores from third. It's 6-0 Frisco with the hustle play by Strom to beat the tag at second. RBI for Dustin Harris, his second of the series. Now runners at second and third with two gone for Justin Foscue. Watley in the action, advancing to third, Strom to second. And the only play on the infield is to first for Justin Foscue. Gomar has allowed four in the fourth. Righty, righty, first pitch. Down and outside, 1-0. Foscue entering with two runs driven in last night's game. He had an RBI base hit in the first. So three runs scored already by Justin Foscue in the San Antonio series. Komar sets. One ball, no strikes. The pitch. Low in the zone. 2-0. Foscue, the ninth man to the plate for Frisco. An ugly top of the fourth inning in last night's game where the Rough Riders scored six on 11 guys to the dish. 2-0. A floater dragged back into the zone for a strike, and it's 2-1. After the RBI hit for Foscue in the first, he flew out to center back in the third for the final out. The only 1-2-3 inning for Brandon Komar tonight, still with San Antonio's bullpen resting. This is his fourth. The pitch, breaking ball set in the air for a base hit to center. Watley scores from third. Here comes Strom for second. The throw's cut off. Two more runs driven in by Justin Foscue. He's got five RBI in the series. 8-0 Frisco in the fourth, and the Rough Riders blowing it open. Credit Justin Foscue for getting the base hits. Credit the Rough Riders in front of him in the order for getting aboard. Frisco pouring it on to start this series against the Missions. First pitch to Blaine Krim. He takes down the outer third of the zone, 0-1. Blaine Krim started this inning with a ground out to short. Komar sets with Foscue at first, the pitch. Breaking ball turned over towards San Antonio's dugout. Fouled away, 0-2. After the Krim ground out, the next seven reached for Frisco. Should say the next six reached. The seventh batter was Dustin Harris on an RBI ground out up the first base line. Five hits in this top of the fourth inning for the Rough Riders. They've scored eight runs on nine hits. Komar sets the 0-2 pitch home. High fly ball off the bat of Krim out to left field. Ornelas underneath it, stops and makes a play. Take a breath. Monday night, six runs for Frisco in the fourth. Tuesday night, six runs for Frisco in the fourth. It's an 8-0 ball game. San Antonio coming to the plate for the bottom of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network after this.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out, Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday, 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, it's Victor Rojas. Hey, join us at Riders Field on July 13th for another installment of Texas Baseball Legends. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to welcome three-time All-Star and six-time Gold Glove Award winner Jim Sundberg to Riders Field as a legendary catcher will be on hand for a meet and greet.
Two runs will score, three runs score. It's a triple for Sundberg.
Get your tickets now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders with six runs in the top of the fourth inning, and they lead San Antonio 8-0 on Tuesday night. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco working on more shutout baseball tonight. They've held the Missions off the scoreboard in their first three innings. A 12-0 win on Sunday as Cody Bradford on the mound. His first pitch misses inside. 1-0 to the first baseman, Yorman Rodriguez. Bradford reaching in his glove. Lefty, righty, the 1-0. That finds his own. One ball, one strike to Rodriguez. 4-5-6 for San Antonio. Break-even pitch. Popped in the air out to shallow right field. Kellen Strom underneath it, steadies. Now comes in and makes the one-handed catch. Rodriguez had a base hit to lead off the second, but he flies out to right field and retired to begin the fourth by Bradford. Frisco with the 12-0 win on Sunday. They won last night 11-0 to begin the San Antonio series. Going even before that, the Rough Riders lost on a Saturday, July 2nd game to Corpus Christi 3-2. Bradford's first pitch to Tirso Ornelas finds a zone 0-1. They defeated Corpus Christi on Friday night 5-0. 0-1. Shot foul off the bat. Braves it over his dugout. 0-2. So Frisco with the 11-0 win last night. Good for their third shutout win in their last four games. 0-2. Lined hard on the ground for a base hit. Foscue, the second baseman, couldn't get it there. And Tirso Ornelas with his first hit of the night. A one-out single to right field. Here's Jorge Onya. Frisco with back-to-back shutouts. Their first time since late April when they did it against Arkansas in 2019. With back-to-back shutouts late April against the Travelers. Lefty-righty matchup for Bradford on Onya. First pitch tipped into the mid of Watley on a swinging strike, 0-1. Onya 2-for-3 yesterday with a walk and a double. Bradford throws to first. Krim with a tag as he turns Ornelas toppling back to first. Still 0-1 on Onya. Struggling out the gate for Onya. 181 in the month of May. Bradford comes home. Pitch that misses high and in. Counts 1-1. But Onya since June and now into the month of July with a .321 batting average. He's slugging .453 since the start of the month of June. Grounded towards short. Biggers flips to Foscue for one. Down to first. Double play. Cody Bradford getting help with a 6-4-3 twin killer. And the Ornelas single wiped out in an inning-ending double play. No runs on a hit, no errors, nobody left aboard. Rough Riders preserving their 8-0 lead. We go to the fifth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig in to Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone uttered, "Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer." Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to ridersbaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone.
Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top five, and the Rough Riders feeling very comfortable right now. Pitching well, up 5-0. Making 8-0, beg your pardon. Rough Riders playing some very good baseball right now here in San Antonio, looking to go 8-0 in this building this season. Sandro Fabian starts it off. First pitch off the outside corner from Brandon Komar, and it's 1-0 as Komar's back out there after allowing the 6 runs in the top half of the fourth. The offering inside, it's 2-0. Rough Riders with the 2 runs in the first, 6 more in the fourth. It's consecutive days with 6 run, 4 innings. Pitch, grounder foul, left side, and it's 2-1. Let's amend that. Back-to-back days with 6 run, fourth innings. Yesterday a little bit different, though. 2 pitching changes, an injury timeout. This one much more clean. 1-2. Off the outside corner, it misses. 3-1 to the designated hitter, Fabian. So now if you look at the last 3 games, here's the windback, 3-1. Thomas Malone, the center fielder, under it. He trots in a couple steps, makes the catch. 1 away, and Josh Stowers stands in. Well, the Rough Riders, over the last 3 games, have now outscored their opponents by a grand total of 31-0. Wow. First pitch to Josh Stowers. Low and outside, 1-0. And the Rough Riders continuing to extend the already franchise record consecutive scoreless inning streak. 1-0. High and tight to Stowers, backs him off the plate. 2-0. Rough Riders now sitting at 27 consecutive scoreless innings. The previous franchise record, 24, back in 2019. 2-0. A charge into right center field, hit well. Malone back to the warning track, still racing back, and it's caught by Jorge Onya, the right fielder, who cut in front of Malone and made the play, and Stowers stands in disbelief halfway between first and second. Sent it all the way back to the warning track in right center, and he's turned away. Jax Biggers now. RBI single for Jax back in the fourth. From the stretch, Komar actually back into his wind, and he pitches. Hard ground ball left side. That sneaks through. A base hit into left field. So Jax Biggers picks on the opposite way and picks up his second base hit of the day. Biggers entered in as the only Rough Riders hitter to homer off of Komar. It was last year he homered off Komar. He's 2-for-3 today. Rough Riders have scored 31 runs in their last 3 games, all without the aid of a home run. Pretty impressive stuff. Trey Hare in from the left side. He's reached twice today on a couple hits. First pitch is grounded up the middle, off to the right side. The second baseman, Ripken Reyes, fields and throws him out, and the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. Rough Riders, no runs, a hit, no errors, 1 runner left stranded. Bottom 5 coming up. Riders in control, leading 8-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? In Tuckahoe County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At
Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called! This one's over!
Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford back to the mound as we start things off in the home half of the fifth inning. Rough Riders, an 8-0 advantage. Wind back, first pitch. Broken bat looper out into shallow left field. Harris comes in. He's there, makes the catch. Another first pitch swinging. Another first pitch out against Cody Bradford. One away, Ripken Reyes lines out to left field, and Chandler Siegel making his way to the plate. Siegel 0-for-1, running back to the pitcher. And looking on four shutout innings, he surrendered just four hits. Pitched to contact very well, two strikeouts today. First offering, on the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. We continue to just gush about this Riders pitching over the last really five games, including tonight. Bradford offers. Liner down the right field line, hooking foul. 0-2. And you ask, who are the spark plugs that the Rough Riders have turned to? Well, it's pretty much been everybody. Starters have been fantastic. I mean, if you pitch a shutout, of course, everyone has to pitch fairly well. Rough Riders used six pitchers on Sunday for their shutout. They used four last night, just two on Friday. Bradford winds and deals. Fouled straight back. Still no balls, two strikes. And if you look at really what the Rough Riders have done in the second half, that first series against Corpus and then that first game last night included, it's a seven total game stretch. 0-2. Slips high and inside. It's one ball, two strikes. The Rough Riders have the best ERA in all of minor league baseball during that stretch, a 1.57 mark. Bradford's offering. Roller up the middle. Jax Biggers at short to his left. He picks, slings onto first, and gets him. Two outs. Nine-hole hitting Edwin Rojas now. 1.57 ERA over the last seven games for the Rough Riders, just adding on to it. In the month of June, which encapsulates the four games in which Riders have thrown three shutouts, it's even better. Pitch home. Catches the bottom of the zone. Called strike, and it's 0-1. A 0.75 ERA in the four June games. Bradford kicks in the 0-1. High off the outside corner, and the count goes to one ball, one strike. Just really impressive stuff from this Rough Riders pitching staff, which has been really strong all season. 1-1. Off the end of the bat, flared foul right side. It's one ball, two strikes. All right, all right. Owen White, who is the reigning performance on Friday in his start, 5 1/3 hitless innings, 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him upstairs. Third strikeout for Cody Bradford, and it retires the side in order in the fifth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Owen White, he'll be starting on Thursday in game three of the series. Top six coming up. Rough Riders, an 8-0 advantage over San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Did you know the air inside your home could be making you sick? The EPA estimates indoor air is 2 to 5 times more polluted than the air outside. The good news, Carpetex Air Duct Cleaning removes dirt, allergens, germs, molds, and viruses. And right now, get $75 off air duct cleaning from Carpetex. Call Carpetex and ask about the $75 off air duct deal today. 972-303-8906.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
For the first time tonight, Jose Quezada out of the bullpen. Put him up on the mound to face 9-1-2 for the Rough Riders in this top of the sixth inning. Frisco in control, leading 8-0. And Matt Watley, who had an RBI double his last time out, will lead things off. Quezada from the stretch. He kicks and fires. Swing and a miss and a good pitch low and away. 0-1.
Zach, we mentioned the score the same, but this ballgame couldn't feel more different than last night's.
No kidding. Completely different pace. 0-1. Swing and a miss and a good pitch low and away, and it's 0-2. Last night, That fourth inning that also featured 6 runs was just really tough to watch. It was a lot of balls, long at-bats, kind of soft contact from the Rough Riders, just keeping the line moving, which of course was great, but it was a 35-minute half inning. Quezada, Rock Steals. Popped up on the infield, Quezada off the mound, coming towards the plate, and he makes the catch. Wow, an athletic play by the pitcher. A banana route coming in on the ball with the wind blowing in from right center field brought him towards the plate, and he made the play.
Well, folks can hear the mic here that we've got. You can hear the wind gusting inwards. So that was tricky. Made the play.
Well, Kellen Strom stands in now. One out, top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders an 8-0 advantage. Quezada making his third appearance here at the AA level. 2 scoreless innings. He's ready from the stretch, and he fires home. Top of the zone, a called strike, and it's 0-1 to Kellen Strom. Strom has one of the Rough Riders' 10 hits tonight. He's 1-for-2, singled, walked, and he scored a pair of times. 0-1. Breaking ball settles on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. Quezada has made 7 total appearances this year. 2 in AA, 4 in AAA, where his ERA is very high. Offers. Soft roller, third baseline. Hollis comes up, picks on the bare hand, throws on to first, not in time, kicks away into the Riders' bullpen. Strom puts the head down. He motors to second, and he's in there easily. Almost identical to his first base hit back in the first inning. On a soft roller up the third baseline, Hollis elected to bare hand, and this time, unlike he did in the first, he elected to throw on to first. And it got up the line, and that'll tack an error onto the base hit. So Strom on an 0-2 pitch, another infield single. 2 more hits for him, 3 times he's reached already. And Dustin Harris climbs in now with Strom at second. Infield back, Rough Riders leading 8-0. Top of the sixth. Quezada offers. Down low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0-0. Kellen Strom, not the prettiest hits, but we'll take him. Use that speed, hit it on the ground. Quezada the 1-0. Harris swings, comes up empty on a pitch inside. 1-1-1.
I'll take Kellen at the top of the card if he causes this much havoc any night.
No kidding. Take anybody reaching 3 times at the top of the card. You love to see that. 23 game on B streak. That works.
B streak checks out. He's a beast.
On base streak. The pitch is grounded up the first baseline and foul. And it's 1-2. 23 game B streak for Kellen Strong. Dustin Harris, 1-for-3. Doubled in the first. Came in to score. Also an RBI ground out in the fourth. 2 RBIs for him in the first 2 games of this series. Quezada from the stretch. 1-2. Slips away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Quezada out of Texas Tech, just 5'9", 165 pounds. 26-year-old. He's ready from the stretch. He fires. Flicked foul out of play left side, still 2-2. He was a member of San Antonio's bullpen last year. Last year out of the bullpen for the Missions. Rough Riders saw plenty of Quezada last year. Here's the stretch. Right-hander's 2-2. Fouled on the ground back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. 5 appearances against the Rough Riders last season. All out of the pen. Harris pinwheels the bat to the hill. Strom takes his lead from second. 2-2 again. Low and outside. We're full. 3-2. This will be the 8th pitch to Harris, the left fielder for the Rough Riders. Frisco out in front, 8-0. Top of the 6th inning, 1 out. They play Harris to pull in the infield and in the outfield. Offering it. Broken bat liner up the middle. The shortstop, Leyba, has it. Slings it onto first and just gets the hustling Harris. 2 down. Strom to 3rd. And here's Justin Foscue, who's had a heck of a night. Foscue, 3 trips to the plate, 2 run-producing singles, 1 an RBI single in the first, the second, a 2-run single in the 4th. As Chris touched on earlier, 5 RBIs in the series, we're just 2 games in. Strom 90 feet away, 8-0 Rough Riders, 2 outs, top 6. Quezada offers. Low and outside in the dirt, 1 ball, no strikes. Foscue already 4-for-9 in the series. It's exactly what you wanted to see from Justin, who was on a bit of a cold stretch at the beginning of June. He's really turned it on lately.
All 4 of those hits have scored a run as well.
Offering it. Inside corner, called strike, and it's 1-1. And that is really what you want to see. That's a run producer right there. He's been a doubles machine all season long. 19 doubles, 2nd on the club. Foul. Kellen Strom does his best limbo impersonation to get out of the way. 1-2. Those 19 doubles, 2nd to Ezekiel Duran. And if you've been following along with the Rough Riders all season, Duran's double mark led all minor league baseball and all professional baseball when he was promoted up to Texas back on June 4th. 1-2. Breaking ball popped skyward on the infield right side. Reyes drifting over. And it's the first baseman, Rodriguez, who takes charge. A wind really playing tricks on the infield for San Antonio. Rodriguez makes the catch. And the side comes to a close here in the 6th inning. So the Rough Riders get a base runner. No runs, though, on 1 hit, an error, and a runner left stranded. Home half of the 6th. Coming up next, it's Frisco 8. San Antonio nothing. Rough Riders may never give up a run again. We'll turn after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest lazy river party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the lazy river.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hand. In the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with 2 fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places I'm actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new bacon blue cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the sixth inning from San Antonio, Texas. Rough Riders an 8-0 advantage. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you. Connor Hall has fouled the first pitch off. Cody Bradford back into his wind, and his 61st pitch of the game is inside. And the count goes to 1-1. Cody Bradford has been pitching like the Rough Riders are only up 1-0. 1-1. Swing and a miss and a pitch low and away, and it's 1-2. And even though his pitch count has been really low, the Rough Riders do have action in their bullpen with Seth Nordlund. So he has a chance to finish off this inning if he's efficient. He winds in the 1-2. Liner to right. That's in there for a base hit. Strom cuts it off before it reaches the line. And Connor Hollis has an opposite field single to start things off in the sixth inning. It's the first hit since the fourth for the Missions. It's their fifth hit tonight. Thomas Malone now is 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Cody Bradford hasn't allowed more than one hit in the same inning since the second when he allowed two singles. Every hit he's allowed has been a single. First pitch. Malone fouls it back off Watley's glove, and it's 0-1. Well, the Rough Riders feeling pretty confident right now with their 8-0 advantage after winning 12-0 and 11-0 each of the last two nights. Bradford, 0-1 on the way. Off the outside corner, 1-1. Chris, it feels like just was an even 283-4 and 283 against for the Rough Riders, and all of a sudden the run differential is looking very lopsided. Bradford ready from the stretch in the 1-1. Malone swings, cracks it into right field. Strom coming on, makes the catch, has a chance at first for the double play. The throw, in time, he got him. Hollis was venturing too far off the bag. Strom made the catch and rifled it to first base. There's a double play that goes 9-3.
I've never seen a 9-3 put out.
Oh, bad base running will do that for you.
That was bad base. I don't know if he lost it. Hollis looked like, as Strom made the catch, he started for two.
First pitch. Inside corner, a strike, 0-1. And it was still a close play at first. Strom has a really good arm out in right field, and he got him. 0-1. Liner up the middle. Foskew at second gives ground. Fields on a cherry hop right to the chest. Throws on to first, and he gets him. And just like that, Cody Bradford, after the double play and after the ground out on the second pitch of the at-bat to Leyva, is through the sixth inning. A quality start as it stands right now for Cody Bradford, and the Rough Riders have now thrown 29 consecutive scoreless innings. Chris Jarrett back on the play-by-play, and we come back for the seventh inning. It's 8-0 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can win.
Back in the wall! Goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's all Frisco tonight. 8-0 Rough Riders as we start the seventh from San Antonio, Texas, in a windy Nelson Wolf Municipal Stadium. Jose Quezada, the right-hander, back out on the mound. He'll face Blaine Krim to get the seventh started. Kicks and throws the first pitch. It misses outside. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders with six of their eight runs in the top of the fourth. They did the exact same last night with six runs in the top of the fourth. 1-0. Krim puts a high charge and one out to straightaway center. Malone on the move. Now tails towards the alley and makes the catch. Krim has lined out to the outfield last two at-bats, and he's 0 for 4 tonight. He flies out to center. One gone in the seventh. Sandro Fabian, the designated hitter, is next. Rough Riders have just had a stellar recent turn in production, really on offense and in the pitching side of things. First pitch to Fabian. That dots the inside corner, 0-1. We mentioned the recent wins, 12-0 on Sunday, 11-0 last night on July 4th. Quezada sets at the waist, kicks the 0-1, bounces it across home plate. It popped out of the glove of his catcher, Chandler Siegel, 1-1. Frisco keeping it going again. I'm sure they'd be satisfied with eight, but two more runs, again, would be three consecutive double-digit outings in the run column. They'd love that. 1-1. Breaking ball slapped up the left field line into the corner, and it's just foul. 3-10 to the left field foul pole. And Fabian a little on top of it and a little early. Now 1-2. Frisco, when looking at all teams across the AA, the three different leagues, the Rough Riders are tied for third with the best OPS with Northwest Arkansas, each with a 794. With the offense, how they've been clicking lately. 1-2 to Fabian. Lifted high in the air out to left field. Ornelas turning back to the wall, leaps and makes the catch. Sandro Fabian doubled in the fourth and now flies out to left field. A couple hard hit balls by the Rough Riders around the outfield. There's two gone in the seventh. Jose Quezada has been what San Antonio has needed. He gave up a one-out infield base hit from Kellen Strom, but he's retired his last four and five of his six faced. First pitch to Josh Stowers. He swings and misses through the first pitch, 0-1. Looked like he was swinging an axe at that first pitch. Not a full swing. 0-1. Quezada nibbles the lower edge, and it's 0-2. Didn't look like he came to a full stop. As soon as he stopped in the glove, started his motion to the plate. Bases clear, two gone for Stowers, and quickly an 0-2 count. The pitch home, high in the zone. One ball, two strikes to Stowers. He walked in the fourth. Game two of a six-game series tonight in San Antonio. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. And the Rough Riders denied 1-2-3 at the plate for just the second. Zada picks up his first strikeout of the ballgame. We've arrived at the seventh inning stretch at the Wolf. We'll step aside for it. We'll see. Yeah, it's Seth Nordlund out on the mound for the Rough Riders. So an amazing start for Cody Bradford comes to a close. We'll talk about it next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Calling all campuses, the Frisco Rough Riders invite you to gear up for football season with College Night at Riders Field on August 25th. Wear your campus colors to the ballpark and rep your university with your fellow fans. Show up and show out against your biggest rivals with designated seating sections for your desired school and be a part of the action with themed on-field games and promotions. Reserve your spot today at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders reaching into the bullpen for the first time tonight. And a season-high six innings for the lefty starter Cody Bradford in the books. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you in San Antonio. First pitch from the new man on the mound, Seth Nordlund, rings in for a called strike. 4-5 to the seventh inning. They themselves have bullpen action. Nordlund working righty-righty, the pitch home. 0-1 is turned on the third base side, right to Trey Hare. Third baseman gloves it, throws across the diamond to record the out. Seth Nordlund sitting down, his leadoff batter face to begin the bottom of the seventh. And there's one away. Alec Jacob, the side-throwing right-hander, getting loose for San Antonio. The bullpens are on the field up the baselines at the Wolf. Righty-lefty for Nordlund. First pitch missing outside to the left fielder, Tirso Ornelas, 1-0. Zach, what a start for Cody Bradford tonight. Only three strikeouts, but no walks, no runs, five hits in six innings. 1-0 is turned up the first base side, and just foul, 1-1.
This is the best of Cody Bradford. I mean, this is what you want to see, a guy who works extremely quickly, fills up the strike zone. A lot of first pitch swinging against him because he throws so many strikes, but it's exactly what you wanted to see in this kind of start, and it's exactly what the Riders got. And it's been contagious. Good pitching.
Nordlund's 1-1. Ornelas started to turn around but held up his swing low and in. It's 2-1.
It just continues. I mean, Nordlund was the guy who really got it going after Owen White on Friday, finishing off the ballgame with scoreless relief.
Next toss, turned foul into the seats. On a line drive off the bat of Ornelas. 2-2.
That was just a two-hit game on the offensive side by Corpus Christi. Both hits surrendered by Nordlund, but two hits and three and a third, that's not bad at all.
Next toss. High pop-up over towards the Mission's bullpen. This will tail long into the seating section.
Oh.
Blink off the picnic table, hopefully. Looks like everyone's okay there.
Like it hit that woman.
I know it. I was hoping it didn't, but no thumbs up, but doesn't look like anyone's hurt over there. Still an even count on Ornelas with one gone. The pitch home. Breaking ball left outside. The shutout win started back on the 1st of July when Frisco won 5-0. They fell on Saturday 3-2, but back-to-back shutout wins carrying us into tonight. 3-2. Breaking ball called strike three. Nordlund straightened it up, and it just nibbled the outer edge. Two gone in the seventh on a backwards punch-out. First strikeout of the night for Seth Nordlund. Bases clear, two gone for Jorge Onya. And Zach, in that ballgame, 5-0 over the hooks. That was the Owen White start that Seth Nordlund helped mail in home. Had a lot of fun to be a part of that one. First pitch, Onya rips through the first toss from Nordlund. A fastball down and away. Tipped into the glove of Watley, 0-1.
Yeah, just huge stuff from Nordlund. Stuff we come to expect to see from him. He's been really good.
0-1. High and outside. One ball, one strike. And then we get to see Owen White tomorrow night. Two nights from now. Calm down. I need to calm down. It's been eight consecutive ball games. We're due for a break. 1-1. Just missing on the lower inner edge to Onya. It's 2-1. Rough Riders getting their first break since Monday of last week tomorrow. And they're ready for it. 2-1 pitch. Way inside from Nordlund. Went back to the breaking ball, and he's missed on his last three. That'll get Kevin Gowdy up and tossing. Not losing faith in Nordlund. Just want someone ready for the back end of tonight's game. 3-1 pitch. Finds his own. Three balls and a strike to Onya, who's 1-for-2 tonight. A base hit in the second, but with a one-out single from Ornelas, a 6-4-3 double play. 2-2. Lifted in the air. Foul grounds. Over towards the Riders' dugout. Nordlund wants it, but into the seats. The pitcher, Nordlund, sprinting towards Frisco's dugout. Were there boos there?
I don't think so.
What was the context of the
boos? It went, the guy tried to make the trapping against the chest catch. It went never, off of his chest.
Never good.
And hit the woman below.
3-2. Turned foul. High bounce over towards Big Mike. San Antonio's bat boy. And it's still 3-2.
How about that effort by Nordlund, though? You mentioned it.
He was sprinting. Righty-righty with the bases clear and two gone. Nordlund's 3-2. Back to the net. That almost got over the net. That was eye level. Maybe with the folks two suites down from us. The press box, we are not as high as we would be at Riders Field. About four stories up there. 3-2 pitch. Onya taps it back to the net, and this at-bat continues. I believe now 9 pitches. This will be the 10th, or at least this will be the 9th.
This will be the 10th.
4 consecutive foul balls. Nordlund looking for a way out in the 7th. Again, the 3-2. Lifted behind home plate. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes on 5 consecutive foul balls. And you look at the spray chart from Nordlund in this at-bat. It's just littered with red circles in the strike zone. Onya fighting everything away from the right side. Nordlund's 3-2. Fastball back to the net. 6 straight foul balls. It's almost like just underhand toss him one. Be like, please put this in play. That's got to be frustrating for a pitcher. We talked to Avery Weems last night about basically being off the mound when Frisco scored 6 in the top of the 4th. That took almost 4 innings. 3-2. Inside, and it actually hit Onya for sweet relief and a long at-bat. That was miserable.
Heck of a battle, though.
Yeah, and kind of an anticlimactic end to the at-bat that saw 12 pitches with 6 consecutive foul balls. Jorge Onya hit by a pitch, aboard for the second. Switch hitting second baseman. Righty-lefty, the first pitch. Finds his own. 0-1.
You mentioned that fourth inning yesterday, a 35-minute fourth inning with Avery Weems just sitting on the bench. Said he really just didn't feel it when he got out there.
0-1. High fly ball out to shallow center. Stower is charging in. Still on the move. Slides and makes the catch. Josh Stower is closing serious ground from deep center to make a sliding underhand catch and end the 7th inning and keep the shutout alive. No runs on no hits, no errors, and 1 left aboard. It's 8-0 Rough Riders. We go to the 8th inning from the Wolf next.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
At Rice-
Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX390137 for a free estimate today.
Head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Again, the Missions go to the bullpen, and it's Alec Jacob, the right-hander, out of the mound for San Antonio. We start the eighth inning on a Tuesday night. Righty-lefty for Jax Biggers. First pitch. Catches the strike zone on the outer edge. 0-1. Biggers had a bunt ground out to begin his night back in the second, trying to drop one down. He's thrown out at first. Time called as a ball got away in the visitors' bullpen. Kevin Gowdy continuing to get loose, and he ran one wild. 0-1 the count to Biggers. After that bunt ground out, though, in the second, RBI hit in the fourth, he scored a base hit in the fifth inning. Righty-lefty, 0-1. Swing and a miss. On a heavy spinning off-speed pitch from Jacob up in the zone. And Biggers couldn't find contact, 0-2. Jacob getting ready for Biggers on the mound. The 16th rounder in 2021 out of Gonzaga by San Diego. 0-2, high and out. One ball, two strikes. Not Gonzaga. They're the Zags, Gonzaga.
I wouldn't say Zogs.
The Zogs. 1-2. Back to the net as Biggers thrown off by the hitch in the delivery of Jacob. He came set from the right side and a little bit of a pause before coming home.
It's like saying Spokane.
And he's from Spokane.
There you go. Spokane.
I almost, yeah. 1-2 back to the net on a different delivery from Jacob. It looks like he alternates deliveries. One doesn't look the same as the next. That time, a kind of a brief pause as he came quickly set throw. Well, still the 1-2 in the air out to right field and over the second baseman Reyes head for the third hit of the night for Jax Biggers. And he leads off the eighth with a single. All base hits for Jax Biggers, but that time ready for the off-speed from the right-hander Alec Jacob. Dropped it in the outfield for a base hit.
It's already Jax's third three-hit game with the Rough Riders.
Come on.
Just joined the Rough Riders right at the start of June.
Biggers now with four hits this week in San Antonio. Third baseman Trey Hare with two of them tonight. He's ready from the left side. Jacob comes home. Outside. One ball and no strikes. Frisco won't return home until this road trip comes to a close. It'll be Tuesday, July 12th. Silver Slugger Tuesday and Striker Young at Heart Night. Next toss, a rip and a miss to Hare. Counts evened up at 1-1. Later in that week, Jim Sundberg, Texas Baseball Legends, will be in-house on the 13th. That'll be a Wednesday night game. And then Thursday, $3 Miller Lite through the seventh inning. 1-1, high and out. Two balls and a strike to Hare. Biggers at first. Nobody out. Top of the eight. Rough Riders lead it 8-0, out hitting San Antonio tonight, 12-5. Next pitch. High and inside as it backs Hare away. A breaking ball that started high over the middle of the zone and then started creeping in at the hands of Hare, leaning over the plate. So a late snap out of the left side of the box. Three balls and a strike. Christmas in July on Friday, July 15th. 3-1. way outside for ball four. Not the way that Jacob wants to start his night. A walk, I should say, base hit to Biggers, and then a walk now to Trey Hare to put two aboard. Nobody out for the Rough Riders with the bottom hitting Matt Watley next. Christmas in July on Friday with fire. Number of fans through the gate will get a smiling Teddy lamp leg bobblehead. From the Christmas classic, A Christmas Story. That'll be what it's themed after. First pitch to Watts, skied high in the infield. Sat back on the breaking ball, but a little bit underneath it. And the third baseman, Hollis, jogging in, makes a catch. There's the first out of the eighth. Top of the order in Kellen Strom now.
It's awesome.
The box literally says Fragile, which is the big takeaway, the big quote, one of the big quotes from the movie. That, and you'll shoot your eye out, kid.
I think that's the number one.
That's right, probably there. The number one, yeah.
Just because it's said so many times.
Righty, righty. Strom on the first pitch takes a called strike.
Christmas in July is always a fun night. Always brings a lot of fans out and get to do some really goofy stuff all night.
I heard Santa's going to be there with Mrs. Claus.
I heard as well.
Pictures. 0-1. Missing inside. One ball, one strike.
Kind of hard to believe with all the Christmas in July things going on. They pick Riders Field to go to.
Right.
Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. He always knows.
Keep going.
Well, there was a quote, too, that the lamp leg from the outside from Cleveland Street looks like the 4th of July. So that, I guess, can be kind of looped into yesterday. But
okay.
That's probably all I got for you. 1-1. Swing and a miss from Strom. And it's 1-2. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then a Copa game on Saturday. Rough Riders wearing their Los Quesos Frisco jerseys for another time at home. Third time this year. Next toss to Strom, and he fights it back to the net on the 1-2. Count remains, a ball and two strikes. Two aboard, one gone in the top of the eighth inning. Alec Jacob, the right-hander, trying to get settled new into the ballgame. He allowed his first two to reach before Watley popped out on the first pitch. And then Marvel Superhero Night will be on Sunday when the Rough Riders close it down against the Midland Rockhounds for six games. 1-2. Strom turns one over third base side. Glove by Hollis. Throws to second for one. Down to first. Not in time. And so a fielder's choice. Is Biggers out at third? No, he stayed at third. Yes. I thought Hollis would have gone to third, Zach. On a ground ball with Biggers not quite there yet. I thought maybe he would cut down the leadoff man and then maybe throw across the diamond to first. Maybe that would be trickier.
Probably should have, but momentum taking him a little bit more towards second base, so trying to turn the double play.
So Biggers 90 feet away. Hare out at second on the fielder's choice. Here's Dustin Harris. First pitch. Fastball misses outside. 1-0.
I don't think either way they would have turned the double play with Strom
no.
speed.
Looking a little bit further on the upcoming promotional schedule, these were also announced, or at least going to be announced in the coming days, but dates that are falling on the calendar. Harris on the 1-0, lifts it high in the air out to straightaway center. Malone going back for it, but it's Ornelas that makes the catch. Dustin Harris flies out to deep left center field, and the Rough Riders, despite putting the first two aboard, no runs on a hit, no errors, and two guys left stranded. Rough Riders in front, 8-0 on Tuesday night. Bottom of the eighth inning's next.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey fans, it's Victor Rojas. Hey, join us at Riders Field on July 13th for another installment of Texas Baseball Legends. The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to welcome three-time All-Star and six-time Coors Field as a legendary catcher will be on hand for a meet-and-greet.
Two runs will score, three runs score. It's a triple for Sunbird.
Get your tickets now by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Enter the right-hander Kevin Gowdy for Frisco for the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, your broadcast boys in San Antonio.
Broadcast boys.
That's what they call us.
That's us.
Isn't it? Righty, righty for Gowdy facing Siegel, and he hums the first pitch fastball by the catcher, 0-1.
Probably say some other stuff that's not so nice, but we'll go with that.
I don't think they would. 0-1. Swing and a miss from Siegel down and away. Gowdy in a good spot out of the bullpen, 0-2. Shut the door on Seth Nordlund, just an inning for him tonight. No walks, no hits, no runs. Got a strikeout, hit a batter in the seventh, but no damage done of it. Gowdy working 0-2. Righty-righty matchup in the eighth. Next pitch, swing and a miss, down and away for strike three. Tag applied by Watley, and Kevin Gowdy picking up the strikeout on his first batter faced. One gone in the eighth. San Antonio use some more arms tonight. Angel Felipe, the righty getting loose. Gowdy now facing Edwin Rojas, pitch in. That's down. One ball, no strikes to the second baseman in just his third double-A game with San Antonio. Flew out in the third, struck out in the fifth. Was the final strikeout for Cody Bradford. 1-0. Down and away. Two balls, no strikes on the nine-hitting second baseman, Edwin Rojas. 111 average for him since coming up to the Missions. Gowdy, the two-ball, no-strike pitch on its way. Turned foul and deflecting off the leg of Rojas. A pitch that floated inside, it jammed him, and on the swing spiked it in the dirt, and it bounced off his foot. 2-1. San Antonio, only five strikeouts tonight amongst double-A teams. Do you see this? It's Frisco and San Antonio all the way at the bottom with the fewest strikeouts offensively. Two balls and a strike. Down and smothered by Watley. Counts 3-1.
That's a great, not only stat, but a really good testament to how good Rough Riders have been offensively this year. And San Antonio the same. Putting the ball in play a lot, and it means even more when you look at the Rough Riders' home run numbers.
Next pitch. High and inside for ball four on a pitch that didn't miss by much, but it missed. According to Sean Sparling, plate umpire. That's the first walk given up by Frisco pitchers tonight. Bradford was excellent in six innings. Despite only three Ks and the five hits, no runs, no walks. And then Seth Nordlund in the one inning, a strikeout. He threw 23 pitches tonight, 17 of them strikes. Another takeaway from looking at offenses amongst double-A teams is that five of the top six team averages amongst all double-A teams are in the top of the order. First pitch from Gowdy to Connor Hollis, running down and away. One ball, no strikes to the third baseman. That's 1-for-3 tonight.
That has a lot to do with the ballparks in this league. I mean, they're very hitter friendly, and also it has a lot to do with the weather early on in the season.
1-0 inside. Two balls, no strikes. Yeah, you think about like the Carolina League. It's not the same temperature as it is in Corpus Christi, Texas.
In the Eastern League, another double-A league, it's a lot colder in April and May.
2-0 inside. Three balls, no strikes.
And for a long, long time in all of double-A, I think it was five of the six teams that are tops in home runs in all double-A were in the Texas League. Tennessee, the only team that was not.
3-0. upstairs for ball four. Kevin Gowdy with back-to-back walks. There's two aboard, only one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Rough Riders want that third straight shutout. Josh Smith, the left-hander, getting loose for Frisco. And now here comes Chad Comer. Kevin Gowdy with a three-pitch strikeout, but then a five-pitch walk to Rojas and a four-pitch walk to Connor Hollis. And that might do it for him, and it will. Josh Smith with cleanup duty on his mind. He jogs in from the Rough Riders bullpen, and he'll inherit two aboard with one out in the bottom of the eighth inning. We'll step aside for a pitching change on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco with one gone in the bottom of the eighth, looking to keep that zero up on the scoreboard.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Left-hander Josh Smith out on the mound for the Rough Riders, set to appear in his sixth game with Frisco. Two runners aboard for the Missions. A lefty-lefty matchup facing Thomas Malone, the center fielder. Smith comes home. First pitch finds the strike zone, 0-1. Tough spot for the native of Saline, Michigan, Josh Smith. Taken by Texas in round number 25 in 2018. Lefty-lefty. Kicks and throws the 0-1. High and inside. One ball, one strike. San Antonio had two aboard in the second inning. That's the only time that they've had multiple base runners in an inning in tonight's game. One ball, one strike, the pitch. Missing outside. 2-1. Scary stretch of the order for San Antonio if Frisco wants to preserve the shutout. Smith, the 2-1 pitch. High fly ball, lift the track, curling towards the corner. And that ball's fair and off the wall. Rojas from second comes in to score. And shutout baseball comes to a close for the Rough Riders on Tuesday night. Had to come to an end at some point. I mean, it was a really impressive feat. That run falls on the line of Gowdy, and San Antonio with their first run of the series coming in the eighth inning. 30 consecutive shutout innings for the Rough Riders. Lefty-righty matchup with now two in scoring position. Here's Domingo Leyba. First pitch to him. Outside. One ball, no strikes. Well, the Rough Riders lead it 8-1. But it's been pretty respectable crowds at the Wolf, especially on Independence Day. You can expect that. But on a Tuesday night tonight, good numbers. 1-0. High and inside. Two balls, no strikes. Would have loved to have seen three consecutive shutout games. The Rough Riders with one out in the bottom of the eighth. Next pitch, inside. Smith a little rattled now. Three balls, no strikes. It came awfully close. Three-oh pitch from Smith. In there on Leyba for a called strike, and it's 3-1.
And the good news is, yes, it's over, but you still have a 7-run lead at this point.
Yeah.
8 runs offensively tonight, so
really, yep,
the game is
it.
Not close at this point.
Just in case, Grant Anderson getting loose for Frisco. Three balls and a strike from Smith. Leyba started a turn. Did he go? Ooh, and Jake Bruner says that he didn't. On a pitch that didn't miss by much, nonetheless. Staff entered with none tonight. They walked six last night in the shutout. Now the infield wants to come in and chat with Smith with the walk and one out to fill the bases in the bottom of the eighth inning. Yorman Rodriguez, the first baseman, going to be the man to come to the plate as soon as the conference on the mound comes to a close. San Antonio with their first run on six hits tonight. And the Rough Riders have done their job in the first two games of the series. They're 7-0 at the Wolf this season. San Antonio is the team that Frisco has to pass to be in first in the South. The second half underway. Team with the best record at the end of the season will get that second and final remaining spot in the South. First pitch, missing outside. Ball one to Rodriguez. He's 1-for-3 tonight. San Antonio got red hot after the start of the month of May and into June. It was really in June when they set and kept their pace. Lefty-righty from Smith, the 1-0 pitch. In there. Called strike, 1-1.
Yeah, right when the first half ended, the Rough Riders were 10-13 in June. And during that same stretch, though they missed two games, they were 13-7, San Antonio was.
One ball, one strike. Hard grounder towards short. Glove by Biggers. Throw to second for one. Down to first. Picked by Krim. Got him for the double play. Inning over, 6-4-3 twin killer. The run does not score from third, and the Rough Riders give up their first run in the series and their first run in the last 30 innings of work on the mound. An impressive streak comes to a close, but the Rough Riders looking to close out the series. We go to the ninth inning next.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We continue to roll along from San Antonio. Top of the ninth inning, Rough Riders an 8-1 advantage, and Angel Felipe takes over on the mound. Justin Foscue, Blaine Krim, Sandro Fabian, 3-4 and 5 due up against the tall right-hander who throws very, very hard. He'll be in the upper 90s with the fastball. And he has been very good this season for San Antonio out of the bullpen. A 2.77 ERA for the 24-year-old. He's in 6'5", listed at 190 pounds, though he's a little bit heavier than that. And low and outside, one ball, no strikes. So the Rough Riders leading 8-1. San Antonio finding their first run of the ball game and their first run of the series in the bottom half of the eighth inning. The Rough Riders still in control, though. Felipe kicks deals. Lashed up the middle into shallow center field. Malone coming on, and he can't get it. It falls in front of him, and it's a single for Justin Foscue, who has three of those things tonight. He's 3-for-5 on the night. His third three-hit game of the season. And Justin Foscue coming through with a base hit, and Blaine Crim makes his way to the plate now. He's 0-for-4 today. Rough Riders, 8 runs on 14 hits offensively. Felipe deals in. Crim swings and misses on a breaking ball, diving low of the zone, and it's 0-1. 15 hits on Sunday. 13 hits yesterday. 14 hits tonight. What an offensive explosion for Frisco. 0-1 toss to Crim. High of the zone. Count goes to 1-1. Felipe on the year, 3-1 with 2.77 ERA, as mentioned. 26 innings, 33 strikeouts to 19 walks for the big right-hander. 2-0. Down low of the zone, and it's 2-1. Opponents hitting an even 200 against him, and he's allowed just one home run all season. As we talked about earlier on, though, this is a very pitcher-friendly ballpark here in San Antonio. 2-1. Check swing, low and away. 3-1. San Antonio has hit 63 home runs this year. Just 18 of them have come at home. Rough Riders, in their 7 games played fully, here's their 8th tonight, have only hit 2 homers here. 2-2. Low off the outside corner. Ball 4. I thought that was ball 4. I guess it's 3-2 now. All right, so 3-2 on Blaine Crim. Runner at first. Nobody out. Top of the ninth inning. Pitch on the way. Broken bat liner out to short. Caught. Leyba has it. Throws back to first, and it goes off of Rodriguez's glove and into the Riders dugout. So Foscue was lazily off of first base, and he would have been easily doubled up. But a long throw over the top of Rodriguez, and it went off the tip of his glove and into the Riders' dugout, and Foscue's awarded third base. So E6 after the lineout. One away, and Sandro Fabian makes his way to the plate. Infield comes in. 8-1 Frisco. Second air tonight by San Antonio. First pitch to Fabian. Breaking ball high and inside. He backs out of the way of it. And the count goes to 1-0. This was a team in the Rough Riders that was averaging around 1.3 homers a ball game. 1-0 pitch on the way. A liner into left field. Right at Ornelas coming in. Can't get it. He has to play it on a hop in front of him. Foscue motors home, and it's an RBI single for Sandro Fabian. 9-1 Rough Riders. Fabian whacks it into left field, his second hit today, and his first RBI. He now has 30 RBIs this year. Josh Stowers climbs in from the right side. Rough Riders a 9-1 advantage now. Fabian not being held on at first as he takes his lead in the first pitch to Stowers on the way. Low and away, 1-0. Stowers 0-for-3 today. He walked and scored back in the fourth. Every Rough Riders player has scored a run except for Blaine Crim. He's the only Rough Rider who hasn't reached today as well. 1-0. Swing and a miss and a good slider away, and it's 1-1 on Stowers. Josh scored 3 runs last night to tie a 1-1. Check swing, strike in the outside corner. Stowers can't believe it. It's 1-2. 9 runs on 14 hits, no errors for Frisco. 1 run on 6 hits, 2 errors for San Antonio. Felipe stretches. He delivers. Rocketed foul, third base side on the ground. Kicks off the sidewall and caroms out into shallow left field. Ornelas gets his cardio in, jogging over there, underhanded into seats. Rough Riders have the day off tomorrow, as they are one of just 2 ball games in all minor league baseball playing tonight. San Antonio likes their Tuesday crowd better than their Wednesday crowd, so they decided to have the Wednesday off instead of the Tuesday after July 4th. 1-2. Stowers grounds it foul again past Chad Comer, the third base coach. Still 1-2. So day off tomorrow. We're excited. Explore San Antonio a little bit, and then back in action on Thursday with Owen White taking the mound for the Riders, the number 8 prospect and reigning Texas League Pitcher of the Week. From last week with his 5 1/3 hitless innings, allowing just 1 base runner with 7 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch on the way to Stowers. Grounded foul, third base side again, into the bullpen area for San Antonio. Still 1-2. In that game that Owen White started, he left in the 6th inning with an apparent ankle injury, and everyone was on high alert immediately. 1-2 offering. Grounded foul, first base side this time. Late on the heater, and it's still 1-2. But Owen was all right. He was actually begging and pleading for Jeff Andrews to have him stay in the ballgame. Riders pitching coach. And he said, no, sir, we're going to play the precaution. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2 again. Stowers takes strike 3 called. Upper edge, outside corner. He's down looking. 2 outs. First strikeout for Angel Felipe. Jax Biggers makes his way to the plate. 1 run in for the Riders. 9-1. Frisco leads at top 9.
Zach, I'm going to tell you that Nathaniel Lowe in the top of the 8th with a 3-run homer to tie it. Corey Seager with a solo homer in the top of the 9th. Rangers take the lead 9-8 in Baltimore.
Hey, we love that.
That's it.
Okay. Thanks for the update, Chris. First pitch. Inside to Jackson. It's 1-0. Nathaniel Lowe with a big home run. Boy, as he started playing well over at first base for the Rangers recently. Of course, Corey Seager needs no introduction. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. I should say that was the 1-0. It's now 1-1. Jax Biggers has had a great night at the plate. He's 3-for-4 with 3 singles, an RBI, and a run scored. Felipe, the 1-1 pitch on the way. Down low and inside, in the dirt. And blocked by Siegel, the catcher. 2-1. Back to Owen White. He said that when he landed, he twisted his whole body around his foot as he normally does. His cleat caught, and he felt a little twinge in his ankle that shot up through his leg, and that's never a good thing. But he said it just was that. There was no swelling or anything like that. He's totally fine. He was thrown the next day, and he'll be good to go. 2-1 offering to Biggers. Roped the other way down the left field line, and it drops in and rolls all the way into the corner. Fabian around second. He's on his way to third and getting the windmill home from Comer. He comes in without a throw. RBI double for Jax Biggers, his 4th hit tonight. And the Rough Riders, a double-digit performance again in the run column. They lead it 10-1. 3 consecutive. And Frisco is pouring it on. RBI double for Jax Biggers. Love to see the extra base hit. Trey Hare stands in. Left-handed batter. And the first pitch on the way. Down low in the dirt off the outside corner. 1-0. For Jax Biggers, it's his 2nd 4-hit game of his career. It's the first time he's done it since August 30th, 2018. Congratulations, Jax, on tying a career high. He has four of the Riders' 15 hits. Rough Riders have seen plenty of four-hit outings overall this season as well. Felipe from the stretch. And he fires in to Hare at the plate. Just off the outside corner, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. That's the 10th four-hit game that the Rough Riders have seen this year. The first since Jordan Procession did it on June 11th in Amarillo. Two balls, no strikes. Felipe's offering. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike. One and two. And Frisco has now scored a combined 33 runs in their last three games and outscoring their opponent 33-1. That's the one run that came back in the eighth inning for San Antonio. 2-1 offering to Trey. Breaking ball. Finds the outside corner for a strike, and it's 2-2. Rough Riders feeling themselves over the last three games. And winners of three of their last four entering tonight and well on their way to another victory. 2-2. Waving a miss. Got him strike three. Side comes to a close in the second strikeout from Angel Felipe, but not before two runs come in for the Riders. Riders trying to put a bow on this baby as we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. It's 10-1 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Is this what you deal with when trying to enjoy the outdoors with your family and friends? Hi, this is Dennis Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. No one likes mosquitoes, and they carry diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Our mosquito suppression service provides the most effective mosquito control so you can get back to enjoying the outdoors. Visit GoAnteater.com to schedule your mosquito suppression service today. When it comes to protecting your family, trust the professionals at ABC.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Anderson takes the hill for Frisco as we go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. From Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium in San Antonio, Texas, the Rough Riders looking to make this place their second home at this rate. A chance to go 8-0 this season against San Antonio, 11-3 against San Antonio overall this season. Grant Anderson on the mound to face Tirso Ornelas in the first pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. 10-1 Rough Riders out in front into the bottom of the ninth inning. It has not just been this season either. 0-1. Good pitch and a breaking ball. Down low and inside, swing and a miss, 0-2. In terms of the dominance for the Rough Riders against the Missions. Including last season, the Riders are 23-8 against San Antonio. The pitch. Soft grounder up the middle, right at Jax Biggers at short. He swallows it up, flicks it onto first, and gets Ornelas. One away here in the ninth. Jorge Onya bats now. 10-1 Frisco. And even going further back into mid-2018, Rough Riders are 35-16 against San Antonio in their last 51 games head-to-head. Just ridiculous numbers against the Missions. Anderson ready from the stretch, first pitch. Breaking ball hit foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. Onya had that ridiculously long 12-pitch at-bat, or I should say plate appearance, against Seth Nordlund back in the seventh inning when he was hit by a pitch. Anderson deals in. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. If you're just joining us, Rough Riders had 2 runs in the first, 6 in the fourth. They just put up 2 more in the ninth for their 10 runs. San Antonio scored their lone tally in the eighth. Offering it up high with a heater. 2-1 to Onya. Rough Riders looking to improve to 5-3 in the second half and win the first 2 games of this series in South Texas. 2-1. High fly ball to left center field. Stowers gallops over. He's under it. Makes the catch. 2 up, 2 down in the ninth inning, and here's Ripken Reyes, the last hope for San Antonio. With a win today, the Rough Riders will also tie the Missions atop the overall season standings in the Texas League South for first place. That'll be 41-36. San Antonio will be 40-35, which would put them in a tie. First offering to Reyes. Left-handed batter slashes it foul into the seats left side. 0-1. It'll be the first time that the Rough Riders have been tied or have a share of first place in the division. Offering it. Line foul left side, and it's now 1 final strike coming to Ripken Reyes in this ballgame. First time since early June that the Rough Riders have been tied or have a share of first place. Big alley in right center field. Anderson with a 9-run lead. He's ready from the stretch and the 0-2. Inside, in on the hands, and it's 1-2. Not a save situation by any means. Anderson trying to close it down, 1-2-3. Offering home. Just inside. 2-2. Riders continue to be really good on the road this year. That helps with their record here. 2-2 home. Breaking ball, tap foul on a check swing back behind home plate. Still 2-2. So the win today, they would improve their road record to 22-16. That's really good stuff. Anderson ready once again in the 2-2. Slider outside. Might have been strike three, but it went off of Watley's glove. Skipped off to the left side. We're now full at 3-2. Anderson tucks the ball behind his back. He's ready from the stretch. Really closed off the 3-2. Inside, 4. He lost him. Ripken Reyes draws a 2-out walk here in the ninth inning, and Chandler Siegel makes his way to the plate. This is around the time that we ended the ball game yesterday, despite the fact that we started an hour earlier. This one has been much different in terms of its pacing. We played 317 last night. First pitch home to Chandler Siegel. He swings and misses, and a good slider away, and it's 0-1. Anderson has the righty-righty matchup that he wants here in the ninth inning. Riders leading 10-1. Been in charge this entire game since scoring 2 runs in the first. 0-1 from the right-hander. Slow tapper foul left side, and it's 0-2. Back-to-back hitters, he started 0-2. Wind blowing in from right center field here in San Antonio. Darkness surrounding us. Ready, and the 0-2 pitch on the way to Chandler Siegel. Here she comes. Slider just outside. Didn't miss by much. 1-2. Anderson looks in for his sign. He's got it. And offers in the 1-2. Hit foul off the end of the bat over towards the Riders dugout on the right side. It's still 1-2. And Anderson having to work a little harder than he thought. Anderson, a 3.46 ERA with the Rough Riders this year. Tonight making his 26th outing out of the bullpen. A 5-0 record for the right-hander. Here comes the 1-2. Just outside with the heater. Former 21st round selection out of McNeese State by the Seattle Mariners. Traded over here for Connor Sadzik a few years ago. Slider tapped on the ground to short. Jax Biggers has it. Underhand flip to second, and there's your ball game. Rough Riders win. Frisco wins it 10-1 over San Antonio as they go to 8-0 in the ballpark. And they have now won their last three games by a combined score of 33-1. Dominating performance by the Rough Riders. Chris Jarrett back to break it down in the postgame show when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders winners tonight, 10-1 the final over San Antonio. Chris Jarrett with you on the Rough Riders postgame show. 15 hits tonight for the Rough Riders, driving in 10 runs. It's now three consecutive ball games for the Rough Riders with 10 or more runs scored. 12 on Sunday, 11 on Monday, 10 tonight in five of their last six to put themselves tied for the most wins in the Texas League South. Well, I think tonight's ball game spanned on the start of a Cody Bradford six-inning go. The win for Bradford, making him 6-5 on the season. He strikes out three in a scoreless six innings tonight. No walks and five hits, no runs coming in. Seth Nordland for an inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, and a strikeout. But then it was in the bottom of the eighth inning, Kevin Gowdy walking two after striking out the first batter faced. Josh Smith giving up a double, and the lone run scoring on the line of Gowdy to break up the shutout in the bottom of the eighth inning. For Frisco, they were led by a four-hit night in five at-bats by the shortstop, Jax Biggers. He drives in two in the seventh spot of the order. The Rough Riders finish with seven of their nine hitters at least getting a hit and five multi-hit games. Justin Foscue not far behind. He scores three tonight. Now five RBI in the series for Foscue through the first two games. The OPS now at an 829 for Justin Foscue on a 283 average at the plate. 3-for-5 tonight for Foscue at the dish. The loss goes to Brandon Komar. Five innings, he gave up eight earned on 10 hits. The Rough Riders with another sour fourth inning where they score six runs across. Frisco with the win at 41-36. San Antonio at 40-35. We'll go ahead and step aside on the Riders Baseball Network. Come back with us and shut down this broadcast as we look towards the rest of the series and look towards Thursday's ball game. We shut down the broadcast next on the Riders Baseball Network.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants, debuting on Juneteenth
help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.